Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This week we've been looking at the life of Cornelius and some of the qualities that the Bible mentions about him. The first one that we looked at, he was a devout man. And the second one was one that feared God with all his house. And the one that we want to look at this morning, it says, he gave much alms to the people. He gave much alms. He helped the poor. He saw needy people around him, and he helped them. And one thing that we can know is that, you know, the Bible tells us that we should not let our left hand know what the right hand gives. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, in Matthew chapter 6, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. You know, Jesus gives us instruction here that when we do alms, that we should not let our left hand know what the right hand doeth. You know, that sounds very secretive. You know, we live in a day, an age where men like to see what men give, you know. Men, you know, today in society, there's many benefit options, you know, and it's very obvious what men are giving. And the Bible says that we should not let our left hand know what the right hand does, gives. And so, you know, it says that they do it that they may have glory of men. Then he says, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, when people see how much money you give or your friend gives or whoever, it says they already have their reward. They have the glory of men. Did you see how much he paid for that piece for a needy cause? Isn't that great? You know, he has the glory of men. But Jesus says that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. That is clear direction for us as we give alms, that we do it in secret, and our Father seeth in secret himself and shall reward thee openly. One thing that we probably know here about Cornelius is that he gave in secret. You might ask the question, well, how's come it's written? How did someone know that he gave much alms to the people? Well, this is how. In verse 3, it says, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. So God made it known. God saw in secret, and God revealed it to mankind that this man is giving alms. And what did our scripture say in Matthew? It says that God which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And we see here that Cornelius is being rewarded openly. He's getting the opportunity to meet Peter and hear the gospel because he's doing his alms in secret, and his eyes are going to be open to the salvation that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So as you do your alms, my friend, my dear listener, make sure that it's done in secret, and the Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. It is not to be done before men, If you do it before men to receive glory of men, you already have your reward. You're not going to get a reward from God, but your glory from men is your reward. We need, I want the reward that comes from God, that He will reward me openly. So let's do our alms in secret. Cornelius is a good example. May God bless you.